Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I've been asked about choosing the right blue for your denim jeans, depending on your undertone. So there's just a few things to consider, and I've got just a small stack of jeans here to give you an idea of different sorts of colours. We have everything from the dark, you know, dark sort of indigo blues. These tend to be much cooler sorts of blues. They fit better with cooler palettes, and they are generally cooler. So this sort of really dark denim, generally better for cooler, but you will also get a warmer version as well, and it's just got that little bit more yellow in it. So if we compare this sort of cool blue to a slightly warmer version, you'll see that there's a little bit more yellow in this one than there is in this one. And that's really what you're looking for if you're a little bit warmer. But don't worry too much about it. So also much better if you have a dark palette. So these are generally better for people with really dark palettes. You can see it kind of doesn't really relate to me anymore, does it? But then there are the mid denims. These are very easy to wear, particularly if you are a medium or lighter person. I always think someone who's got a darker palette should go with a darker denim versus someone who's got a medium or lighter, you know, kind of colouring. So ideal value, you should go with medium to lighter. So this is still a great sort of colour, and this is very much in between that kind of warm and cool blue. You can see that it fits quite happily here with these slightly warmer blues, but it's not shrinking out like the other one was, and also because cool people get the warm blues, you'll find that it fits too with cooler colors as well. So this sort of mid denim, great if you want that kind of practical jeans color that doesn't show much dirt, that's easy to wear. This sort of color is fantastic. Then we can get into some lighter sorts of denim. So this is a slightly warmer lighter denim. It's not massively warm, but it has got this hint of warmth, and I always notice it when I'm trying to put on a really cool blue top with it, that I go, oh, it's a little bit warmer than my top. So this is, you know, great for a much lighter sort of palette, that, you know, it's still got a bit of coolness to it, but it's not too bad really either. You could go either way. You notice it's also more muted, so it's better for those with more muted, more soft, more smoky colouring than those with bright colouring. If we notice these dark denims, notice how much brighter they are. They're so much more intense and solid in their colour. This is much softer. But of course, so muted colours always recede. So even though they're a bit lighter, they still have some receding qualities. And then I've got these really light jeans, which are really quite a light white, you know, kind of colour. So they tend to be a little bit cooler. I still see warm versions of these as well. They've got this kind of hint of yellow in them. So if we are looking for those kind of light warm blues in denims, we're looking for this sort of colour. So you can say that this doesn't, is it, you know, it's a bit lighter than that, but it goes with that. So it's really, you know, something that can go both ways. A lot of denims can go both ways. It's really just the cool dark blue denims that tend to be really cool and work much better with other cool colours in your palette that you would put them together with. So they are just a few little things to consider when you are choosing the colour of your denim. And really don't get too obsessed. Remember, dark colours recede, blues recede compared to other colours you're wearing, so they always provide a bit of a backdrop. People really don't notice. Don't get obsessed with must have exactly the right denim colour, because really, you know, on the whole, people don't notice denim in the way they notice many other sorts of colours, because there are a lot of receding qualities within most denim jeans. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.